This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning talk show on this Wednesday, October 13th, 2010. I'm Terry Toad, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, the man who we always say is outstanding in his field, literally, Uncle Ralph Niehaus.
But not for much longer.
Not much longer,
Fields
Uncle Ralph.
Fields are getting pretty bare.
Yes, they are. I actually saw some fall field work, some disking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing a lot of fall work. And
Boy, it's nice to be able to do that, isn't it?
Winding down outside of some late beans, double crop beans, and stuff like that.
One of the greatest smells in the world is freshly turned soil.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, you drive into bean dust, and then I start sneezing. But otherwise, that's just the things of fall. You know, that has to happen. So, well, joining us in studio today, Heather Hampton-Odell. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
As we talk a little bit about the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, I think we already played our commercial message, so we're good to go, guys.
We're good to roll.
Terry Plummer, Plummer Funeral.
He's still with us?
He's still with us as much as we get on Terry every once in a while.
Has there been a sighting lately? I haven't had a sighting, Mr. Plummer, for a while.
Well, he'll probably give us a phone call here after we get off the air.
Yeah. Ask us if we're feeling poorly.
By the way, how you boys doing out there?
How you feeling?
Maybe just, we need to get together and talk.
Just kidding, Terry.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. Probably sitting there rubbing his hands going, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, anyway.
How'd I get hooked up with those two?
Yeah. And the real question is, why do I stay with these two?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's been a good sponsor and a good friend. And, well, a lot of things are happening in your life.
Yes.
And you're a very, very busy person. First off, you are now chairman
of the Central Illinois Economic Development Authority. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big mouthful there.
It is. It is. Some call it CIETA, but mm-hmm. we've... working with Mike Plunkett, our county board chairman, and then Andy Menar, who's Macoupin County's board chairman, we helped get some letters out to the counties. There are 11 counties in that authority area to say, have you made your appointees? If not, please make them, and let's call some meetings. Let's get things off the ground. And now I'm just relieved to say we got everybody from the counties together in August, and we now have the Department of Commerce appointee to the board, and they elected officers. And I think what they are saying is, Heather, you've been doing the work, so we'll name you chairman, basically. So we'll have our next meeting October 26th. And the real importance of all this, so why do we spend time on it, is because it creates a bonding authority up to $250 million for industrial bonds, for some community development project bonds, and infrastructure bonds. And this is something that we see of real value for our area as we look at developing maybe both sides of the interstate, so to speak, just in Montgomery County,
right.
Or individual businesses, or even a few not-for-profits may be able to qualify for some of the bonding authority that we could do. And it has exemption from both state and federal taxes on the dividends, whatever interest income the purchasers of those bonds would get. That's what makes them appealing in the marketplace. And it also allows for a little bit cheaper financing for businesses. So from the business standpoint, if you look at the life of the project, they could often save several $100,000 in interest if they would want to work a bond through us. So it really does matter. We aren't just doing this so somebody can have a title. This is really a vehicle to bring some cheaper financing opportunities to projects in Central Illinois.
And now comes the educational process to let everybody know what is available, what can they do, and what the ramifications could be.
It is, Terry, and I literally take a deep breath and say, okay, follow through. It's just like sports, right?
Yes, yes.
Breathe deep and follow through. And I was a sprinter in track in high school, so I was all about get from beginning to end and punch it. But I've learned to be more of a marathon runner in this business. You have to take it in stages and figure out, okay, now we're ready for the next stage.
That's life, though. That's life, yeah.
You've reverted back more of the turtle philosophy.
I think
travel
so.
Travel slow, but be sure you get there.
I like turtles, yes.
You know, and
and
now...
they carry all their luggage on their back at the same time.
Yes, yes. Their house, the whole ball of wax. You know, if it starts raining, just pull her head in and stop.
That's right. They are well prepared.
They're well prepared. And now, you know, in spite of all our struggles with the economy and people not having jobs and stuff, interest rates and stuff are very conducive to anyone who is wishing to do something to their business or build a new business or whatever.
There are, and as we've met with businesses through our business retention program, we call it Montgomery Edge, Enhancing Development with Growing Enterprises. And by the way, if a business would like to have a visit with us, they can just contact us by phone, and we can share that at the end of the interview. Or if you know of a business maybe you think we should meet with, give us a call.
And you're talking about a one-on-one.
It's one-on-one. It's confidential.
Okay.
But I can share that several of the businesses that we have talked to have said because of the last 2 years of the economic reality we've been living through, what they're seeing are opportunities to actually purchase other businesses, where many of our businesses have been in a more of a conservative, cash-strong sort of position. Now they're seeing an opportunity where they could possibly purchase those that may have been overextended or just basically you're drawn so tight for so long, they're really in a vulnerable position. So these opportunities are out there. And if they were looking at, say, we want to expand our plant and bring in some of these functions, there may be opportunities for that.
Yeah, it's the old theory. People are looking, taking a close look at their glass and trying to decide, is my glass half empty or is it half full? Which mm-hmm. way am I going here?
That's right. That's right. But fortunately, still making a conservative, I'm not hearing anything outlandish or way out there. It's still very, very methodical, very pragmatic, and saying, where do I see some opportunities? And now let's measure those risks and benefits. And then for our part, as an economic development corporation, we try to keep top of mind the type of incentives that we have available that really don't cost our local taxpayers anything. Other than supporting us as an EDC, there are several designations that our local employers can benefit from and take advantage of that, like I said, they don't have much tax impact locally, and they're a way to help them grow. So it's not just about getting the new guy. It's about helping our existing businesses.
And this is not all bad, being a farmer all my life. And you have to plot your course pretty careful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's these bad economic times that we've been through, still in our area, mm-hmm. is not all bad from that standpoint, because it kind of snaps us back to reality, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you start cutting out the foo-foo, the fluff.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and yes. Now, I say that. I have in mind the light manufacturers, kind of that light industry type business. Retail is a different sector that has basically a different set of rules, and it's a lot harder to bring resources to help retail, in particular restaurants, things like that, because of many reasons, but we have more good news to talk about today. So,
well, let's talk about that good news. And I know we were talking off the air before we came on about how you're now seeing the fruition of projects that were started 4 and 5 years ago. We're now seeing things happen, and
we are
getting to take a deep breath and say, "Hey, this is working exactly how we promised people it would work." So therefore, you can point to it and say, "Hey, see, look, this was not a pipe dream. This is a real thing that's helping us out here." So.
That's right. We've received some good news lately. One, I'll just mention, it's had some coverage in the last few weeks, but the DiMuzio Broadband Initiative that we've been part of even since 2004,
from the get-go.
Right on. We started conversations in that time frame and had meetings, thought group meetings, and on and on and on. And so now we're to the point where these towers it's a wireless broadband system network, are being installed in Macoupin and Montgomery counties. And that's exciting in itself, because once they are all lit up and made available for customers to log into, they'll be looking at higher speeds than what they can get, I mean, at an affordable price.
Sure.
And again, affordable is relative to who you are and where you're at, but I'm speaking from someone who lives in a remote area And I know what unaffordable and unreliable is, so I'm willing to pay for reliable and higher speeds. And we're going to be seeing that coming within the next few months. All these towers should be lit up. Now, the really good news is, because of that existing relationship and initiative, we were able to compete successfully for federal funds. So it was a combination of the existing effort, plus the state of Illinois set aside money and said, we're going to match these project proposals to increase their chance of getting selected at the federal level. And the federal level, through the Rural Utility Service broadband efforts, has announced, I think it was $11.1 million, roughly, maybe it was $11.2 million, to expand what's happening in our two counties to a total of 13 counties in central Illinois. So that's pretty exciting that we become a core effort to help with this.
And there's going to be a lot of other areas taking a look at what's happening here going, hey,
these
guys are onto something.
How can we do that?
You know, it's pretty darn good idea here. What do we have to do to get in on this sort of thing?
Yeah.
And as you pointed out, from the time we had our first conversations on this program, so much more business is being done on the internet. Our business on the radio station, the amount of hits on our website, just absolutely astronomical.
It's astounding, isn't it?
It is astounding.
And because of better bandwidth and these higher speeds, it's about increasing that pipeline. Because of that, you'll find even more demand for, I want your complete show. I want your broadcast of that game, you know, that whatever rival match that I wasn't able to make it to for whatever reason, I want to download that. Or I want to get Uncle Ralph and Terry's interview with Heather, and I'm going to put that on my iPod.
By the way, all that stuff is free. Other stations are going to charge you for it.
Yeah.
Ours are free.
Yep. Mm.
So download it for free.
So Terry Plummer, keep advertising.
There you go, Terry. Yes, the man.
Anybody wants to listen
that's
to
how
you
it works.
Anybody wants to listen to you and I don't cost them anything for what that's worth. And Heather, as we progress, and certainly we've made a lot of progress, but as we progress with, for instance, wireless communications, which we've made tremendous strides since the little quote-unquote cell phones first came out, but we still have areas where they're almost useless because it's just a dead area.
That's right. You may go
a mile from that area and have good communication, but in that area you just have little or nothing. So this, as time goes by, I'm sure we'll all be rectified, and we'll make wireless communications even greater than it is now.
And that's been part of our conversation, although I wouldn't call us a lead effort on this, but we have spoken with the telecommunications, in particular the cellular phone providers. We've had conversations with the Illinois Commerce Commission. We've had conversations with the FCC about the towers that exist, about their frequencies, turning them on. Just because they have a license doesn't mean they're turned on.
Right.
So there are these issues of making the service available. And actually, I spent part of my time in September visiting with AT&T's real estate people about existing tower assets and, you know, where they and their engineering people looking at engineering reports saying, we need to upgrade this. Even if it's for the traffic, the truckers driving through, this needs to be in a better position for our 911 services and for our economy.
What the phone company did, and a lot of it boils down to physics, the laws of physics, and the availability of line-of-sight communication. Mm-hmm. There are certain null areas that just don't have the service, and it's going to require some extra money, some extra investment upon the behalf of the phone companies to put another tower in there or two in order to get the coverage you want. And obviously, as any business is going to do, they're going to go take care of where they can make the most money first.
Where the numbers are. That's
where the
right.
Numbers are. And it just boils down to the laws of physics and numbers. And
what makes the most impact is every time you have a dropped call, write it down and even try to call right then if you can, whatever their magic number is, if it's 611 or whatever their number is, and you let them know you're not happy. And that makes a difference. It really does. Mm. If we even get five people who will note that within a given day, that starts to rack up. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that truly is a squeaky wheel gets the grease scenario.
Yeah. And these situations where communications are dead, those things are rectifiable, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take, as I always say on Saturday Morning Sports, some M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah, that's right.
But they've already, the companies have already made the investment, and now they're fine-tuning the investment, fine-tuning the equipment. And once they get it, quite honestly, you know, when the landlines first came out, there was some unreliability, and there was, you know, places where they wouldn't put a line in.
Right.
When rural electricity came along, and sometimes it took, unless you had three or four people on that mile lane, you weren't going to get any electricity for a while. So it boils down to numbers again. So
They when 1939, when electricity came through our area, you had to have at least one household every half a mile or they wouldn't run lines.
And when we see similar pattern even now with rural water, as they're mapping out their connections, and it's part of the reality.
Yes.
But I have one more good news story.
Yes, yes. But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah, there's more. I have so much more. I'll mention in passing that we have talked to some potential new businesses this year, and we actually helped recruit one into the area. Currently, they're only employing about 5 people, but they're hoping to increase to about 20 by next spring. Again, I can't talk about it. But we've had meetings with other prospects that could lead to some larger investments and a good tax base type scenario for things like school districts.
Excellent.
But again, these things, they take time. And it's not something where you can say in 2 months we're going to have this. This is a done deal. So we continue those sorts of discussions and we try to be ready. To be prepared to respond to the types of questions they're going to ask.
And when you get into a situation like this, Heather, you're always, you have to be tentative about dates only because you don't know what you're going to run into as far as regulations, how fast this is going to go through.
Right.
We know that it can be a snail's pace many times, so you hate to promise short and end up going long.
Right. Oh, exactly. There are so many variables. Okay. It's the business's financing. It's how it's going to be capitalized, what federal incentives, what tax environment. There's so much going on besides just our local labor force, things that we can try to impact and local incentives. And labor force was something I wanted to visit about.
Yes.
We've talked, at least for the last year and a half or so, a couple years, about how important the healthcare sector is in our local economy. And even throughout central Illinois, it's one of the few business areas that is anticipated to grow in terms of employment opportunities by more than 1% in many different employment fields over the next 6 years. And that's about as far out as we can get in terms of forecasting right now. But we had started work with the 4 school districts and Hillsboro Hospital a few years ago. The school districts had said, if we can provide distance learning, we're game to try to bring that technology into our schools so that we can increase our course offerings. And as we talked with Hillsboro Hospital, they said, if we can help train more people in the nursing field and other technical fields, but let's start with a program that's been successful. Stacy Payne is the coordinator at Hillsboro High School for the Certified Nursing Assistant Program. And there were already relationships with multiple school districts to help provide this training. But what we're doing, and we find it's not only the first in the state, but possibly the first in the nation. Again, I breathe deep and you follow through.
Yeah.
We've secured some money through USDA for the equipment side of it, the technology. And now we just learned, after we put together a presentation, and Stacy really led that, because as coordinator, she put together an outstanding program of when she would use distance learning and when not, because so much of that is hands-on. You can't say, we're just going to put this on the internet, you're going to learn how to be a CNA. That's not how it works, and that's not what we're talking about. We're saying in those winter months, whenever drive time can be a bit more dangerous or these things, we'd like to have that opportunity to use this distance learning thing to talk about the lecture part. And she masterfully put together a schedule, and we've learned from the Illinois Department of Public Health, their Certified Nursing Advisory Committee, that they approved of it with a few minor modifications. So from here, we still have to go to the State Board of Education and get their sign off. And then we have to go back to USDA and say, okay, all these dominoes are in alignment.
Push the first one over.
Let's push it and get this technology installed. So it's really, again, not a short-term thing. There are so many. Each individual school has their parameters they have to work within. The State Board of Education, Public Health, you can just imagine the regulatory oversight involved in this. And I'm glad I'm in the private sector.
And again, it sounds so simple when you say it, but again, it boils down to when you put something together, put a plan together, having key people in key positions.
That's right. It all comes down to the people and their willingness to say, let's try something a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, or let's try something new, which is even more
plain
rare.
Words, let's stick our neck out a little.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's exciting.
We're just about out of time. The good news is we live in an exciting times. We live in an area that is probably going to be looked at by many different areas around the country, if not, business people, but certainly leaders of our governments, various levels of government, investors. We have an opportunity here to do a lot of things that might be copied down the line all around the country.
We do.
And
that wasn't what we set out to do, but it's kind of turning into that.
But it's turning into that, and so it's a great opportunity for our area to lead the way. And to have this happen in rural America, I think, is absolutely dynamic.
Yes.
Who'd have thunk here in this area that all this stuff is going on, and these pilot projects are going on, this broadband initiative, and all sorts of other things. This is just... I'm just impressed as all get out, and it's a great place to live.
It is.
For goodness sakes.
It is, and I think that's what we keep having to tell ourselves that. I think it's time to say, everybody, have a morale boost here.
Yes.
We really are in a very good position. We're in a place where you have room to breathe, and when you breathe, you have clean air to breathe. And we've got some good people to work with.
Absolutely. Great people.
And I have said to people over and over, you know, sometimes we just don't realize simple things like, here we are. Where you sit, where you live, we live. Here we are. We have one of the most important things in the world, a county seat right here, to go and do your court business and what have you. You don't have to drive 50 miles to get it done. It's right here.
Right.
And a lot of people don't ever even think of that, you know?
Yeah.
They just go and do it and never think, hey, how fortunate I am that I've got a courthouse, quote unquote, right here.
Close by. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be able to conduct that. Yeah.
The county offices, you know.
And we still have opportunity when we talk about vision for the future. We're preparing for our strategic planning session as the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation in November. But the Planning Commission, the Montgomery County Planning Commission, is now looking at all the public input and jobs and economic development. 84% of the people who responded to surveys said, jobs, 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 economic development, we support it, we want it. Let's see it happen. But now we're trying to get into exactly how does that happen. What are the businesses that you not only would you support, but would you allow to be here? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you get kickback, as we've seen.
Sure.
So that's underway as well.
Real quick, Heather, if someone wants to talk one-on-one, how do they get a hold of you?
There you go.
We have a few different options. You can contact us through the Extension office based in Montgomery County. That's the 532-3941 number, still area code 217. Direct line for the Economic Development Corporation, 217-851-4332. It's 4EDC. So 851-4332. And then we also have a website, which is Montgomery County, Illinois. It's all spelled out. It's extremely long, but it's spelled out because we're not ill. We are Illinois.
That's right.
.org. And so www.montgomerycountyillinois.org, and there are some other fun things on that website.
And we're out of time. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today. Uncle Ralph, good to see you, sir.
Likewise.
That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show, brought to you today by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield.